Hello, travellers. Welcome to You Should Have Been There and the first of our 12 Days of Christmas mini podcast quiz with me, Simon Calder.
And me, Mick Webb. And this is how it works. We will provide you with daily clues to 12 different places. And let's call them destinations. And they're all in Europe, the geographical Europe, that is. Each destination is from a different country. And what you have to do is guess the destination. And then at the end, see if you can work out the link between them all.
We'll give you the answers afterwards in a separate podcast. And you might be thinking at this stage, what are the prizes? Well, the reward is taking part. A bit like travel, I suppose. Anyway, here we go with the first destination and the first clue.
What are the location's distinguishing features?
First, think port that's not on the coast.
And canals. Lots of them.
It was once called the naughtiest city in the world by a youthful visitor from the UK who went on to become a celebrity.
Give us a building to admire.
Well, is it a sail? Is it a wave? Maybe a crystal crown. It's certainly astonishing, given it once was a brick warehouse and will very soon be celebrating its sixth birthday.
Sounds amazing. And there's also an office block which will celebrate its centenary next year. An extraordinary ship-like construction in brick, which has South American links.
How about a night out to remember?
A bar crawl along this location's most notorious street might well leave you feeling a bit grim.
And what about food? A typical dish maybe?
I can't reveal the name, but here are the ingredients. A heady mix of boiled potatoes, onions, corned beef, balanced out with tangy gherkins and sliced pickled beetroot. The entire concoction being crowned with a delicious fried egg and or pickled herring and best served at the fish market.
Yum yum, I think. Though there is a dish more popularly associated with this place, probably erroneously.
What famous people hail from here?
It's the birthplace of a very notable former leader of the country in which this particular destination is to be found.
And of an even more distinguished figure, in my humble opinion, a current Crystal Palace Football Club footballer who was born here.
Are there any statues to reckon with?
There is one, more than one, four actually, in the square of the same name. And if you go to this place, you'll see them or their effigies standing there.
And now, something for 2024?
A figure stands on a rocky outcrop, staring out across a mountain landscape wreathed in mist. He's wearing a green velvet suit, is carrying a cane. But what is he thinking? What does he look like? We viewers have absolutely no idea. You can see this emblematic picture at our destination's art museum in 2024.
That's it for the clues.
I'm afraid so. Hope you enjoyed the first of our 12 destinations of Christmas. And more to the point, did you get it?
Tomorrow, on the 26th of December, we will send out destination number two. Don't forget that all 12 are linked, and not just because they are places in Europe.
Please share the podcast, send the link to your lucky friends and family, and see if they can do better than you. Meanwhile, cheerio and happy Christmas from me, Simon Calder.
And me, Mick Webb.
And goodbye from me, Dervla, as well.